G'day everyone, this is B. Jamine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome to the first installment of my 2021 Fantasia Film Festival audio reviews. Yes, that is right, ladies and gentlemen. The Super Network is once again for the second year in a row covering the Fantasia Film Festival. Marcy and I had such a great time doing it last year that we decided to do it again this year. And we've already watched quite a number of films at the Film Festival this year, which has already been running since August 5th and will continue to do so right up until August 25th. Now, we are running a little bit behind on our coverage of the film festival this year, but apologies for that. It's just we've been so busy with a bunch of stuff that we haven't had an opportunity to do any reviews for as part of the film festival until now. But expect a lot of reviews from all of us here at the Super Network over the next week, either in audio form or written form. Now, for this very first solo one from me, I want to talk about the first film that I saw as part of the film festival this year, which, of course, was the Belgium comedy Mother Schmuckers. And this film was written and directed by Harpo and Lenny Gitt, and it stars Claire Bodson, Maxime Demel, Harpo Gitt, Habib Bentasforth, and Mafal Almarik. Now, if I butchered anyone's names, please forgive me. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, is as follows. Isaac Char and Zubalon, two brothers in their 20s, are supremely stupid and never bored, as madness is part of their daily lives. When they lose their mother's beloved dog, they have 24 hours to fight it, or she will kick them out. Now, I've been hearing about Mother Schmuckers for a little while now. I know the film actually premiered at the Sundance Film Festival earlier this year, and it also played as part of the Fantastic Film Festival here in Australia. So I've been hearing about it for quite a little while now, and I've heard quite a number of very divisive things about this film. Some people either love it or they hate it. But one of the key things I've noticed through a lot of the sort of buzz behind this film, both positive and negative, is one of the films that it has been compared to was, of course, the 2001 Tom Green comedy Freddy Got Fingered. Now, if anyone who knows me knows, I am not the biggest fan of Freddy Got Fingered. I think it's one of the worst films ever made. So even though I was very curious to check out Mother Schmuckers, I was at the same time kind of apprehensive, since the comparisons to Freddy Got Fingered, that kind of made me a little bit terrified to go into this film, because even though I had no idea what to expect other than sort of the buzz behind it, I was kind of just sort of a little apprehensive due to its being compared to that film. But that being said, though, I was still curious nonetheless. So when I heard that this film was playing part as Fantasia this year, I thought, you know what? Here's an opportunity to finally check it out. I'll make it as the very first film from the festival this year. Now, having seen it, yeah, I'm not going to lie. I absolutely hated this film. I could get why some people really liked it, kind of like the same way as they did with Freddy Got Fingered. But unfortunately, this film just did not work for me at all. I just found this such an aggravating, obnoxious experience from beginning to end. And it didn't help that our two main characters, who are played by Harpo Gitt and Maxime Demel, their characters are without a doubt the most annoying characters I've seen in a film in quite a while. I just could not get into this film because of these characters and all the kind of really dumb crap that they get up to throughout this whole film. Like, because even though the film does have a plot, but it's a very thin plot, which wouldn't really bother me at all, because like, you can definitely mind a lot of humor out of the situation that they have. But the thing is, though, I just didn't find anything that happened in this film funny. And honestly, I was just completely grossed out by the sort of the stuff they got up to in this film. To me, like, don't get me wrong, I like gross out humor as much as the next film. I mean, I enjoy a lot of the Farrelly Brothers films, and there's a lot of gross out humor there. But I mean, just to give a bit of an example, I even like the Jackass movies. Like, those films, I think, are as gross as those films are, they are a lot of fun. And there's a lot of bunch of other films out there that are completely and utterly gross I do enjoy. But for me personally, this film, how it's sort of done in this film just did not work. And for me, it just came off more vile than funny. And it just felt like Harpo and Lenny Gidd, who wrote and directed this film, and Harpo playing the role of Zebulon. If I butchered any of these characters' names, please forgive me. It just felt like a lot of the times they were just going for shock tactics rather than actually going for any type of actual funny gags. And it just seemed like they were more interested in trying to gross out the audience. Unfortunately, though, it just did not work for me. And I just found the whole film at the end of the day just completely and utterly pointless. And it just didn't feel like whatever the film was trying to do, it just did not work at all. And at moments, like, you could definitely tell that they were trying to go for some kind of satirical angle with some of the things that happened in the film. But unfortunately, I just feel like it just felt very half-baked and just felt like it was just shoehorned in there just to kind of give some kind of meaning to this madness that's happening in this film. Kind of similar to how Freddy Got Fingered did as well. I know some people kind of love that movie due to how subversive that film is, but for me personally, I feel like it's not as subversive as it thinks it is. But that, yeah, but that's just me personally. But unfortunately, though, yeah, I just really kind of hated the experience of watching this film. And even though this film is only 17 minutes, which I will admit is a perfect length for a film like this, but even then, it was an absolute sog. I mean, an absolute slog to sit through from beginning to end. It didn't feel like 70 minutes. It felt like I was sitting there watching a film that was going on for like 3 hours. That's just how aggravating of an experience it was for me. And it's really poorly, I mean, even at 70 minutes, it's very poorly paced. The jokes don't land. The performances are horrible. The characters are terrible. And it just felt like this is a film that was kind of like throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. But unfortunately, the sort of the combination of everything together just didn't work for me as a whole. This isn't even a case where the sums of the parts are better than the whole. This is one of those type of films where everything just did not work. All the parts kind of just didn't work. But that being said, though, I can definitely see why this film would appeal to people. Like, I know there are a few people out there who I know actually did legit really like this film. And, you know, all power to you if you do. But unfortunately, this film just did not work for me. This is, to me, is the worst type of comedy. It's a comedy that just feels like it has no point and has no reason to be made. And it's just there to kind of gross out the audience. And like I said, you know, there are some really great gross-out comedies out there that are actually legit funny. Unfortunately, though, this film just wasn't it. And I just couldn't get on board with any of it. And I'm even surprised, like, even an acclaimed actor like Mafal Amarik, who most people would know for his villainous role in Quantum of Solace, but he's been in quite a number of films over the years. So he's a legit great actor who always puts in strong work no matter what film he's in. But I don't know why he's in this film. His character was completely and utterly wasted as well, as being the dad to these two main characters who I just despised so much and just kind of wish they would just die already. So yeah, I just really hated this film so much. And between so far this year and as well as last year, with the terms of the films that I've seen at the Fantasia Film Festival, this is without a doubt the worst film I've seen at the film festival so far in my times of covering it for the Super Network. Yeah, I really did not like this film at all. And but if people out there do, more power to you. But unfortunately, this film was just an absolute atrocious train wreck of a film. So if I had to give Mother Schmuckers a rating, I give it 0.5 star out of 5. It is definitely an absolutely terrible film. That's definitely one of the worst films I've seen in quite a while. It may be up there as one of the worst I've seen so far in my life. It might be a slight exaggeration, but yeah, I just really hated this film that much. It's boring. It's not funny. It's gross for the sake of being gross, and it's not as clever as it thinks it is, unfortunately. So but if anyone out there is interested in checking it out, or if you like films like this, or even if you're a fan of Freddy Got Fingered, then, you know, knock yourself out and check it out. So that's my audio review of Mother Schmuckers. I hope you all really enjoyed it. And stay tuned for my next audio review from the festival very soon. See you, everybody. Bye.